Welcome, friends, to the podcast where practical mindful tools and heartfelt insights help you create the life you want.
You know, there is something so peaceful, so wonderful about waking up in the morning to a clean, tidy home, isn't there? But getting there, that seems to be the bigger issue. But when the house is clean and tidy, it really makes a difference on how that next day is going to go. It's just going to start off on the right foot. Here are 6 ways that I tidy my home before I go to bed so that I can wake up in the morning on a calm, peaceful note. A place for everything and everything in its place. I feel like it's much easier to do little micro bursts of cleaning instead of saving it all up for the weekend that then takes up my weekend. So before bed, I set a timer for 10 minutes and I just tidy up. I start in the living room and I just put things away. I fold the blanket and I just kind of move through my entire house, cleaning off surfaces and putting things away. If you have family, it's nice to get everyone involved with the 10-minute tidy up before bed. Little kids, they can pick up their rooms, they can put their backpacks by the door. And if everyone in the house is doing it, then it really kind of creates this healthy habit that you're all doing together. The kitchen really is the heart of the home. And so when it is messy, everything feels messy. The few things I do in the kitchen before bed is I just make sure that all the dishes are cleaned. I wipe down all of the countertops and any kind of things that are left out. I just make sure that I put them all away. If there is trash, I ensure that I take it out so that in the morning, I'm not waking up to a stinky, overflowing trash bin. Clothes really have a tendency to pile up, don't they? It's funny, you'll find clothes everywhere, on the chair, on the floor, on the bed, in the bathroom. And so before bed, I just make sure that I clean up all of the clothes, whether it's hanging a coat on the hook or folding the clean laundry or putting dirty clothes into the hamper. I also find it very beneficial if I lay out what I'm going to be wearing the next day, the night before. It just helps my morning go a lot more smoother. A peaceful day actually starts the night before. However, I end my evening usually carries on to my morning. So I try to do everything I can the night before to ensure that my mornings are really calm and peaceful and stress-free. I set out coffee and I get breakfast ready. I also get everything I need by the door. My purse, the keys. Again, if you have small children in school, make sure that their backpacks are ready for them to go. Maybe even prepping a lunch the night before also helps. And I take a quick look at my calendar for what is happening the next day, mostly so that I just am not caught off guard and thrown into like a frantic morning if I forget an early morning meeting or something that I need to do. When the floors are clean, your home actually feels spotless for some reason. So I take a minute and I clean all of the floors. shoes tend to be a big issue in my household. They always have been. And so I always put them away and keep the ones that we're going to be wearing the next day easily accessible, but organized. I do a quick sweep or maybe even a vacuum if necessary, right before I go to bed. Nothing extensive, just like a quick once over. And a nighttime routine isn't just about a tidy house. Having a calming evening routine for myself really sets me up for a peaceful night's sleep. So I put away all of my electronics and my screen time so that I can have some time to just kind of unwind, maybe light a candle, make some tea. Sometimes I read a book or journal. Other times I just sit quietly. In the summer or warm weather, it's so nice to take like an evening stroll with my husband outside before we settle in. Do something this evening that really feeds and nourishes your spirit. Whether it's a walk, gentle stretching, meditation, breath work, cup of tea or golden milk, whatever it is that really just makes you feel good inside, and see if you notice how not only your evening goes, but also tomorrow morning. Having a tidy home does not necessarily mean that you have to scour your home from top to bottom and spend hours doing it. You can do it in tiny, bite-sized, doable actions in the evening. You don't even need to do all six. Just try one or two and see if it makes a difference for you. Notice how you feel that night, but most importantly, how you wake up in the morning. Thank you so much for all of your support. I hope you enjoyed this. Have a beautiful day, my friend. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. You can hear more from me on my website, ConnieReet.com, and social media at ConnieReet. See you next time.